Next month, researchers representing 22 colleges will hold their 7th annual Traumatic Brain Injury Summit. It's part of their collaborative effort to better understand the causes and effects of sports-related head injuries. What gets less attention, but are also concerning, are heat-related deaths in college football players. Since 2000, 30 players have died as a result of the hot weather. Now Congress is paying attention because of what happened to one teenager at a small college in Kansas. Sam Zeff of member station KCUR reports.
19-year-old Braden Bradforth, a 6'3", 300-pound lineman, lived for football.
He knew stats of current college players, previous college players, professional players. Like, he lived to watch old football films.
That's his mom, Joanne Atkins Ingram, from the New Jersey shore town of Neptune. Late last July, she put her youngest son on a plane to Garden City Community College in the southwest corner of Kansas. Bradforth was, she said, following his dream of playing college football and going to the NFL.
He said, no, I'm really going to make it. And he said, I'm going to make, you know, a lot of money, and then I'm going to buy you a house. And, you know, the typical dreams that boys have.
But 2 days later, Bradforth was dead from a heat stroke that an autopsy attributed to overexertion. It was the second practice of the season, and he was made to run 36 50-yard sprints at a temperature and altitude he wasn't used to. It was an evening practice, but it was still in the mid-80s. And, according to multiple players, the team was denied water until after the grueling workout.
How could this happen to him when all he was doing was following his passion?
One reason, says Scott Anderson, is some football coaches just push their players too hard.
There's absolutely no reason for an offensive defensive lineman to be out there sprinting, you know, sometimes sprinting at a mile or near mile in a short period of time, essentially doing a skill player workout.
Anderson, the head trainer at the University of Oklahoma, has been trying to make football practices safer his entire career.
There has to be a progression of activity. You just can't throw somebody in an intense day one or two workout, for instance, and call that good science of sport.
Anderson's former colleague at OU, heatstroke expert Dr. Randy Eichner, calls college football a warrior culture and says heatstroke deaths are 100% preventable. Dr. Francis O'Connor, who teaches medicine at Uniformed Services University and is an Army Medical Corps veteran, agrees. He says no athlete should be forced into the kind of workout Bradforth had on his first day.
But what I want to really bring your attention to is the acclimatization strategy here. It's 1 to 2 weeks. It takes time. It's not 2 days.
In addition to the 30 college football players who died from heat-related illness since 2000, so did another 47 high school players in roughly the same time period. That's according to the National Center for Catastrophic Sport Injury Research at the University of North Carolina. But it appears the Bradforth case is shining a light on these deaths.
I don't know. It was just, if you really did know Braden or knew of him, or if you was a friend of a friend, you would understand.
Last month, 100 family and friends gathered at Friendship Baptist Church in Asbury Park, New Jersey, in support of Bradforth's mom, Joanne, and her family. Joining them, Republican New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith.
It's heartbreaking beyond words that a guy that had great hopes and expectations of playing in the NFL someday, on the first day of practice, dies from exertional heat exhaustion.
In a letter to the president of the college, Smith, with the entire New Jersey House delegation, called for an independent investigation. In response, the college's board of trustees approved $100,000 to pay for an independent probe. In addition, Bradforth's death has prompted House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Frank Pallone, also from New Jersey, to ask the CDC to brief committee staff on what that agency is doing to prevent heat stroke deaths. Pallone is also considering holding a committee hearing. Ann Smith says he's working on legislation to create a commission to study the broader issue of heat deaths in college football.
It would have the insight of experts who really know, medical doctors who are working in this field, trainers, coaches, players, so that they really come up with a list of recommendations that will save lives.
Garden City Community College did release a page-and-a-half summary of an internal investigation into Bradford's death. No conclusions were released, but the college said it will train all coaches in CPR and develop a protocol for treating heat-related illnesses. As for Bradford's mom, Joanne Atkins Ingram says she struggles with her son's death every day, and she's working to make sure no more college football players die from intense practices.
So moving forward, that is my goal, is to keep anybody else from dying from something that is preventable.
For Here and Now, I'm Sam Zeff.